Joining us on the line right now is Vancouver Canucks defenseman Chris Tanev. How are you, Chris?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. I appreciate you doing this morning. I know you're a big Blue Jays fan. Did you watch that game last night?
I watched a little bit. My little brother was at the game, actually, so obviously sucked for the Jays, but it was good for baseball, I guess.
You're watching your little brother's game. What's he playing? Is he a baseball player or is this summer hockey?
He was at the baseball game. That's what I meant.
Oh, he was at the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were too much of a rock star just watching on your 100-inch screen TV at home.
I wish.
How are you feeling these days anyway? Obviously, it was it was one of those seasons that I think anything that could go wrong for you seemed to. How are you feeling today? Here we are in the almost the middle of May here now.
I'm feeling pretty good. Rehab and workouts are going fairly well, and I'm just excited to get back working at it for the summer and get ready for next year.
Chris, when you take a look at blocking shots, not everybody loves to do it, and John Tortorella, when he came here, really emphasized blocking shots. Can you do anything extra padding? Can you do anything to make yourself, a little bit more safe when you're blocking a shot? Or is it just, this is it, the shot comes, you block it, and that's just the way the ball rolls if you get injured?
I think there's multiple angles to look at it, and the team and I have discussed different ways to try and prevent those injuries, and we're going to go about those accordingly this summer. But once in a while, things happen, and there's nothing really you can do.
Is there anything you can do in those sorts of, equipment? It's a position. Just happens.
I mean, we've looked at equipment and addressing certain areas where you're more likely to get hurt and things like that. And we're doing that throughout the summer, and it should be come into plan on next season for the start of the year. So, it's obviously there's certain areas where you may get hit and you're never going to have as much protection as you should, but there's certain areas where we definitely can beef up and get some more protection in there.
What is that plan?
It's just with the trainers and I'm going to deal with potentially new protection in certain areas and how we're going to go about making it safer for me on the ice.
So is that different types of knee pads? Is that protective casing around what your skates or something along those lines? Like, what does that entail in your mind?
We're looking at a bunch of different scenarios right now. I wear shop walkers right now, so it's not going to be my skates. Those are as beefed up as they're going to be. But we're looking at different scenarios, and then you got to test everything and see how it feels. And then you go from there.
We're talking with Chris Tanev here on Sportsnet 650, your home of the Vancouver Canucks. Chris, obviously it's going to be a different dressing room next year with Daniel and Henrik retiring. You're one of the elder statesmen here on the team. Does your role change at all in that dressing room now that you're missing two of your veteran leaders?
I think it does a little bit for sure. It's going to be quite different, especially for me with those guys gone. They're such a huge part of the team and how we operated. So, it's going to be different, and some of the older guys are going to have to take a little bit of a bigger role without them there.
Chris, this is three straight years, no playoffs, lottery picks. Everybody wants to win. That's why you play in the NHL to win a Stanley Cup. How tough, just mentally, has this been for you the last 2-3 years and all the losing? Because you've won in this city, too, and now you're on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, it's obviously never fun when you're watching hockey into April and May, and there's a few other guys who have done the same thing here. So we're eager to prove that we're better than we have been the last 3 years. I think that goes straight from the top of the organization down to every player in the dressing room, and everyone needs to show up ready and to prove that we're a better team than we've showed the last 3 years.
Talking to Chris Tanev here on Sportsnet 650, and your name seems to have been kicked around over the last 3 months with respect to trade rumors. Have you paid attention to much of those? I mean, I would think it's hard to not get a little distracted when you when your name's floated out there, isn't it?
I mean, I'm happy in Vancouver, and I love the city. I love all the guys. So, I mean, it's out of my control, to be honest. I've had a great time here, and I'm hoping to continue to again in September.
So I couldn't begin to tell you how many people, how many friends or colleagues I've had from Toronto. There seems to be this symmetry that people want to connect you to Toronto, where, you know, that's home, that's your hometown essentially. And how many times I've had people message me going, you know, what would it take to get Tanev out of Vancouver? Or, oh man, what sort of price? I mean, I think even Don Cherry had floated that idea out on Coach's Corner a number of months back. But I mean, what goes through your mind about that? I mean, do your buddies bring that up about you playing for the Leafs at some point in time?
No, not really. They don't. They try and keep that stuff separated from me. We don't really chat too much about hockey when I'm with them. So I mean, it's a nice refresh to get away from the game a bit and just have fun with them. But I mean,
do you hear it though?
I mean, yeah, you hear it once in a while, but there's so many rumors and things about everyone and everything. So I mean, it's just it's part of the game.
Do you expect to be back here next fall?
I do.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Chris, your brother, what a story in Winnipeg. He played for the Surrey Eagles out here in the BC Hockey League 1 year and then went to university like you, undrafted. Both of you guys, you know what, took the long route. You took the late bloomer route. But how proud are you of your brother? He's had a great playoff, and he's doing a wonderful job for the Winnipeg Jets right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super proud of him. He's worked so hard to get where he's at, and it's super nerve-wracking watching the games. Actually, you're more nervous watching than when you're playing. And he's done great so far, and hopefully they get a win on Thursday night here.
Is it hard watching those games? Like you just said, I mean, it's nerve-wracking. I mean, do you agonize for your brother, or is it hard to watch as a guy who, let's face it, like you were saying earlier, you probably want to be playing those games right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to be playing, and it's hard to watch just because you're not playing. But at the same time, one of your family members is playing, and you're nervous watching them. Obviously, that when you're not playing, he's the next best thing, and that's who you're cheering for, and who you want to win.
When do you go make that trip to a game? Mm-hmm. Like, do you go to the conference final, or do you wait for the Stanley Cup before you finally spend some bank and fly to Winnipeg and go watch a game?
I haven't decided, but if they did well on Thursday, we'd look into maybe the whole family going to the conference finals or something like that. But I mean, they got a huge game on Thursday, and it's going to be exciting to watch. That whole series has been it's been pretty sweet.
So does the Tanev family sit around the TV together and watch the game, or?
Sometimes. Depends. Once in a while. My little brother doesn't like watching sometimes with other people. He gets into it too much. So it all depends on the game and if they won the night before or not. But got some superstitious people.
So game 7, he probably won't be hanging out with the rest of the family because it's a pretty big game.
Yeah, I think everyone will be doing their own thing, but sort of communicating at the same time.
Chris, hey, listen, appreciate you taking the time with us here this morning. Last question for you real quick. How's the teeth? How's the smile doing? Have you had the work done yet, or are you just still having soft food these days?
I can eat now, but the smile's the same. I haven't had anything done yet. Still a few things healing up there, and once that's done, then we'll go from there. Sportsnet 650.